Alright folks, welcome back to Wake Up and Win. Your daily dose of pep talks to kickstart your day and conquer anything life throws at you. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super important: building resilience and coping skills. Ever feel like life is a roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down a loop-de-loop, wondering if you'll ever catch your breath again. Yeah, I get it. We all go through tough times. It's a part of being human. But how we handle those moments, that's what separates the good days from the grey ones. So today, let's equip ourselves with some serious armor, the kind that lets us bounce back stronger and wiser after every bump in the road. Now, resilience isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows all the time. It's about acknowledging the storms, learning to navigate them, and coming out the other side with a renewed sense of strength and clarity. Think of it like this. Imagine you're training for a marathon. You wouldn't just run out there on day one expecting to win, right? You'd gradually build up your endurance, practice pacing yourself, and learn how to handle those moments when your legs feel like jelly and the finish line seems miles away. Building resilience is the same thing. It's a journey, not a destination. And here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Master your mindset. This one's crucial, folks. Our thoughts have an incredible power over our emotions and actions. When things get tough, that inner voice can either be your cheerleader or your biggest critic. So consciously choose to focus on the positive, even when it feels challenging. Reframe those negative thoughts into opportunities for growth. Remember, you've got this. 2. Embrace the power of yet. Ever hear the phrase, I can't do it yet? That little word yet can be a game changer. It acknowledges that something might be difficult right now, but doesn't mean it's impossible. Think about it. We all started somewhere. Every skill we have, every achievement we've made, began with the belief that I can learn this, I can do this, yet. 3. Seek support, don't go it alone. You know that saying, it takes a village? Well, it's truer than ever when facing life's challenges. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and offer fresh perspectives you might not have seen on your own. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. 4. Practice self-care like it's your job. Seriously, folks. You wouldn't neglect your car or phone, right? Treat yourself with the same care and attention. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's a walk in nature, reading a good book, meditating, or just taking a long hot bath. Taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. 5. Celebrate small victories. Life isn't always about reaching the big milestones. It's also about celebrating those little wins along the way, that tough workout you finally conquered, nailing a presentation at work, or simply getting out of bed on a Monday morning feeling good. Recognize and appreciate these achievements. They fuel your momentum and keep you going. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine, sir, a high school student juggling homework, extracurriculars, and the pressure to excel. Suddenly, she's faced with a challenging exam, her parents are dealing with unexpected financial stress, and her best friend is going through a tough breakup. It's a lot to handle. Sarah could easily spiral into overwhelm and negativity. But instead, she chooses to focus on what she can control. She breaks down her study tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. She opens up to her friends and family about what she's going through, finding support and shared understanding. She makes time for a relaxing evening walk to clear her head. And when she aces the exam, she celebrates it no matter how small it might seem. See? Sarah's practicing those resilience skills we talked about. She's mastering her mindset, embracing the yet, seeking support, prioritizing self-care, and celebrating her victories, big and small. So, let's recap. Building resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about developing the tools and strategies to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, strength, and a positive outlook. Remember, your mindset is powerful, yet can be your secret weapon. Support systems are essential, self-care isn't selfish, and celebrating small wins keeps you motivated. Now go out there and show the world what resilience really means. And hey, remember to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of inspiration. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, your feedback keeps me going. Until next time, keep shining bright and never stop waking up to win.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.